This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, Newsmax TV, USA Radio. And yes, I will have a huge announcement to make about lawsuits. They made a big mistake. Big mistake. CNN, Chris Cuomo, who's your daddy? After I own your network, I'm your daddy. You all called me a birther in my whole life. I've never mentioned that Obama wasn't born in the United States. You said it like it was a fact. It's a lie. It's a complete, utter lie and a slander and libel. And so I'll be announcing a major lawsuit in the next week when I get back from Park City, Utah. But what's interesting is the media called me a conspiracy theorist because I ask questions about controversy. Take Jeffrey Epstein. Do you really believe it was suicide? Rasmussen's polls are out. 42% believe it was murder and it was a cover-up for what he knew about high-profile people. Only 29% believe it was a suicide, and the rest aren't sure yet, which means 71% of Americans don't believe it was a suicide or aren't sure. They're with me. I don't know that it wasn't a suicide. I don't know that it was a murder. But I don't know what it was yet, and I certainly lean to murder. I certainly lean to something was wrong. That makes me a conspiracy theorist. Today, his own lawyers came out, Jeffrey Epstein, and said they think he was assaulted, therefore murdered. They don't think it was suicide. They said he wasn't despondent. He was upbeat in his last days. Does that mean it wasn't a suicide? No, maybe he hit it well for them. I'm always fair. I've always said the same thing about Seth Rich. It looks like a hit. It smells like a hit. It sounded like a hit. It looked like a hit. Matter of fact, the biggest CSI class in Georgetown University had solved, I think, over 100 murders. The most incredible class of students who are going to be CSI experts in the world took on this case for an entire semester. Seth Rich came to the conclusion it was not a regular murder. It was a hit. Someone hit a 27 or 28-year-old kid. Seth Rich, who happened to be working for the DNC, Democratic National Committee, and I always said, sure looks like something involving the DNC, top Democrat officials, Clinton campaign, Clinton's. It looks like somebody ordered a hit because they were mad. He stole their emails and got them in a lot of trouble. Why else would anybody go to the trouble of paying for a hit on a 27-year-old kid? So I ask lots of questions. I didn't say I knew. I just asked questions. But Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC totally proved my point. Democrats operate under Saul Alinsky philosophy. Saul Alinsky wrote Rules for Radicals. Saul Alinsky was the king of all the Democrats. Hillary, Bill, Obama, they all read Rules for Radicals. He was their mentor. He taught them well. And one of his key philosophies was whatever you see when you look in the mirror, whatever your faults are, blame the other guy. Blame it on your opposition. Blame it on your opponents. Blame it on your critics. And so, blame it on your enemy. And so that's what they're doing. They're projecting upon me. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. They have lied about conspiracy after conspiracy. They being CNN, MSNBC, the liberal media, the Washington Post, the New York Times, the LA Times, all of them, the list is long, have lied and made up fake news about so many scandals with Trump that were never true. The whole Mueller investigation was nothing but a witch hunt by 19 angry Democrat donors. They always said everything would happen. Trump would go to jail. Trump would be impeached, nothing happened. Russian collusion, there was none. Trump's taxes, there's no issue. Trump's back loans, co-signed by oligarchs from Russia, turns out to be a lie. Everything's a lie. Democrats are nothing but conspiracy theorists, except the difference is their conspiracy theories, their guesses, their gut instincts are all wrong. They've never been right about anything. Whereas if you look at my track record, you could find four or five things in 3.5 years of talking thousands of hours on TV that you say, well, I don't agree with that. Or, oh, that's a little funny thing Wayne said. Okay, Guilty as charged. Guess what? 10,000 things I've said have turned out to be right. My predictions were on the money almost 99% of the time. And you found four things in 3.5 years on national TV and national radio. My conspiracy theorists are right most of the time. They're not conspiracy theories. They're just common sense and good questions asking about things. And in most cases, nobody really knows the answer to this day. Nobody really knows the answer to Seth Rich. Nobody knows the answer to JFK. Nobody knows that answer. But I was never a birther. So therefore, they're the conspiracy theorists about everything. I mean, I'm the guy who has been writing for 3 years now that the deputy director of the FBI is a corrupt crook. His name's Andrew McCabe. This guy's wife took what I believe is a bribe. I'll say allegedly took what I believe is a bribe and a payoff. Running for office to state senate in Virginia of, I think it was $700,000 from Hillary Clinton's best friend, Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia with his PAC. Gave her $700,000 while her husband, Andrew McCabe, was investigating Hillary. The biggest scam, the biggest bribe, biggest payoff I've ever seen in the history of American politics. And this guy should go to jail. I've been writing this and writing this and writing this. And now Comey confidant sounds the alarm. Expect Andrew McCabe to be indicted any day. So was I involved in a conspiracy theory or did I turn out to be right? But wait a minute. It gets thicker. The plot thickens. CNN just hired Andrew McCabe. He is CNN's expert on TV now. They hired him a week ago. He's facing an indictment any second now, and they hired him. Oh, CNN, that's not a conspiracy at all now, is it? Interesting. How about the conspiracy, the real conspiracy, of the polls that are lying? Quinnipiac just came out. Let's see if I can find it here. I've got so many different notes for today's show. I can't find it right in front of me, but I'll give you the general gist of it. Quinnipiac says, here it is, got it. It's like the 10th page I pulled up. If the 2020 election were held today, 54% of registered voters say they'd vote for Joe Biden, while only 38% would vote for Trump. Trump's about to lose by a landslide, according to Quinnipiac, even though Joe Biden doesn't know his name and gets fed baby food by his wife. Because he looks like he's dribbling and he's got dementia. He doesn't look like it, he sounds like it. Do you know Joe Biden may have just forgotten Obama's name in a speech in the last few days? He mumbled something about the president and they blame him. And he never said Obama's name. He couldn't remember it. It looked like he was trying to remember it. This guy is so weak, he doesn't know where he is. He's in New Hampshire, and he's saying he loves it here in Vermont. Everything he says is off. Something's clearly wrong with Joe Biden. And yet, they're telling you that if the election were held today, Joe Biden would win in a landslide over Obama. But now the plot thickens. Quinnipiac is the same polling organization that came up with the idea that Trump would lose by a landslide in 2016. They were wrong with every single poll, wrong with every prediction, and now they're doing the same thing again to demoralize Trump voters and get Democrats excited. But they're wrong about everything. Listen to the joke. Quinnipiac says Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders beats Trump 53-39. Bernie Sanders is a communist who wants to take away health insurance from union members, and he beat Trump 53-39, right? Elizabeth Warren, who made up that she was an Indian, beats Trump 52-40. Kamala Harris, who literally slept with the mayor of San Francisco to get her first job in politics and all of her appointments in politics, she's beating Trump 51-40. You know, she's zero in the polls for Democrats, but she'd beat Trump was held tomorrow. And then get this one. South Bend Mayor Pete, I can never remember his last name, so I just call him Pete Butthead. Pete Butthead, guy. He's leading 49-40 over Trump. He's got a baby face like he's 10 years old. He's the mayor of a small town that's filled with crime, murder, and illegal immigration. He was involved in, if you heard my show no more than 2 weeks ago, involved in massive crime. He should be perp walked out of the next presidential debate. His views are so radical that they trend from Democrat to socialist to communist. And this crazy man is beating Trump 49-40 while Trump has created a good American economy. Quinnipiac wants you to believe that. As I said on my national radio show, I just sit here and go, ah, ha, 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 ha. I like to laugh like a madman when I hear something like that, because it's so ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I remember when another poll, might have been Quinnipiac, came to the same conclusion about 3 months ago. Donnie Deutsch, who's another mentally unstable Trump hater on MSNBC, went on TV, and at least he was honest. He said, if you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you. If you believe Elizabeth Warren's beating Trump, and Mayor Pete of South Bend is beating Trump, and Kamala Harris is beating Trump, if you really believe that, then you're a fool. You're delusional. That's what even Donnie Deutsch said on MSNBC 3 months ago. But now, knowing the crazy things Democrats say, open borders, abortion after the baby's born, abortion the moment the baby's born, health insurance for illegals, will the rest of us pay triple? There's nobody that would support them. Crazy taxes, taxing everybody to death? There's nobody supporting them. Trump's going to win in a landslide. So that's why that's a lie. So now at the same time that comes out, speaking of conspiracy theories, liberal pollsters lying to you, there's a report out from the Daily Beast, which is one of the most liberal websites in America, who has lied and slandered me, and I'm pretty sure they'll be part of my lawsuit, lied and slandered me again and again. And the report in the liberal Daily Beast is the Democratic National Committee is panicking as Trump crushes in battleground states. So at the same time Quinnipiac's trying to convince you Biden's winning by a landslide, at the same time they try to convince you every Democrat is beating Trump, the DNC liberal websites are telling you the DNC is panicking as Trump crushes in battleground states. Of course he does. In Ohio, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Iowa, in Wisconsin, in the heartland of America. What kind of person would vote for the crazy people of the left? Nobody. The crazy ideas, the Green New Deal, $16 trillion in spending. Take your cars away. No more air conditioning. No more cows. No more meat. And you think people are voting in a landslide against Trump? Wow, that isn't a scam. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. That's just a conspiracy and a scam. And let me tell you, the Daily Beast has it right. Trump is crushing in battleground states. There's no middle-class person in the middle of the Midwest that would vote for that. Elizabeth Warren, a fake Indian who wants to tax you at 90%. Not going to happen.
If you owe
$10,000, hi, this is Wayne Allen, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges formulas work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, first of all, I want to mention to everybody who's watching down in Florida that our prayers are with you. You know, I leave on vacation tomorrow for a long-planned Labor Day weekend holiday, and I'll be gone Thursday, Friday, and Monday as far as TV goes and radio goes, but I'm then the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, when I'm not on TV anyway. So I'm away for 5 days, but I'm only missing 3 days on TV and radio. But during that time, this new hurricane, Hurricane Dorian, is scheduled to hit Puerto Rico, and we're praying for all our friends in Puerto Rico that already had that severe damage a year ago in that disastrous hurricane. And then it's going to barrel on into Florida. As of now, it's projected to barrel on into Florida like in the early hours, wee hours at this moment of the weekend of Sunday. Whether it holds with that projection, whether that's the timing, whether it hits you head on, whether it's a 3, whether it's a 2, whether it's a 1, whether it's a tropical storm, it's too many days ahead to know all that. But our prayers are with you. And we know we have so many people watching in Florida. Florida is probably our number one state for Newsmax TV because Newsmax is based in Boca Raton, Florida. And so we happen to have such cable and DirecTV and Dish TV input in Florida. We probably have more fans there than any other place. So I really want to say my prayers are with you. I'll be away and I won't be here as it gets closer to the weekend to know exactly what's going to happen and how strong it's going to be and where it's going to hit. But we pray for you and we hope you'll be okay and heed the warnings and be safe out there. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. My doctor suggests I get more mail from my fans about this than any other sponsor ever, than any other product ever that I've ever been associated with on radio or TV. Whether it's gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, everybody's got problems. Okay, no one's perfect. You find someone who looks in perfect health. I look in pretty perfect health. I feel in perfect health, but I still got problems. I had brain fog. Right? Every morning I'd wake up and I'd be very foggy. I wasn't sharp in the morning, ever. And I was always scared doing radio interviews in the morning because I wasn't sharp. And let me tell you something. Now I'm sharp as a laser-guided missile. I've been drinking their silver solution. I don't have brain fog anymore. And I don't have leaky gut syndrome anymore. I don't eat and feel upset stomach. I don't eat and feel fatigued anymore. I don't get colds anymore. I haven't had a cold in 3.5 years. I mean, I'm sure I'll break that trend one day. Okay, one day I'll get a cold. But it hasn't been a cold in 3.5 years. And my voice is a workhorse, right? Thousands of hours on TV and radio, and I suck on their silver lozenges. And every time my voice is going out, I suck on the lozenger in the break. When I come back, my voice is there, and I'm good. So give them a call. Check out their products. They got great products. My doctor suggests all their products are alkaline structured silver products. Call 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and tell them you watch Wayne Root or listen to Wayne Root or use the promo code Root and you get 20% off. All right, back to the conspiracy theory angle. Because, again, liberals say Wayne Root is a conspiracy theorist. My good friends at Western Journal, one of the five busiest conservative websites in the world, and the New York Times tried to destroy them the other day, wiped them out, and called them conspiracy theorists. There's two names liberals use if they're losing an argument. One is racist, and the other is conspiracy theorist. Okay, if you tell the truth, you're a conspiracy theorist. If you tell the truth, you're a racist. Western Journal has all the same stories that I talk about. Now they're a conspiracy theorist. It's a joke what liberals are trying to do to us. They're trying to slander us, demonize us, and destroy us. But they're the ones who say the polls show Trump's losing. Pollster John McLaughlin was on Fox News last night talking about Trump's reelection on my friend Laura Ingraham's show. And he said his last poll says 51% to 38%, the majority of Americans want Trump to win re-election. 51 to 38. So there you have a 13-point double-digit landslide for Trump. At the same time, Quinnipiac is saying he's losing by double-digit 13 points to Joe Biden. Joe Biden, who can't remember his name, can't remember what city he's in, can't remember Obama's name. Joe Biden's own wife said maybe they ought to consider other candidates. Scary. Just the lies of the fake news pollsters who are attached to the mainstream media, who are attached to the D.C. swamp, who are attached to the deep state, who have everything to lose if Trump's reelected. He's on their tail. He's going to indict them. He's going to arrest them. He's going to kill their party. It's not going to be any big money anymore. Everyone's not going to get rich on the trows of the taxpayers anymore. And then, of course, the big news story of the day, fake news MSNBC hack. Lawrence O'Donnell was forced to apologize for the lies he told about Donald Trump on a show last night. These are the people that accused me of being a conspiracy theorist. He made up a story with no sources about Trump's bank loans being co-signed by oligarchs from Russia and by Putin himself. And that's why Putin's so friendly with Trump and Trump with Putin. Trump owes it. And now it turns out, total lie. Anonymous sources. That's how Democrats operate. Everything is an anonymous source that they make up out of thin air. Saul Alinsky, whatever you see in the mirror, blame the other guy. They're the conspiracy theorists.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Georgia is bracing for Hurricane Dorian. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is urging people to listen to evacuation orders.
If coastal residents decide not to evacuate, and I want to be very clear, they will be on their own the first responders are unable to reach them.
North Carolina is also preparing for the storm. Republican Governor Roy Cooper says,
I have today activated 300 members of the North Carolina National Guard who will monitor major roadways throughout North Carolina.
The storm could start impacting North Carolina as early as Wednesday. It's still unclear what started a boat fire off the coast of Southern California, killing 4 people and leaving 29 people still unaccounted for. The chartered ship was anchored just off the coast of Santa Cruz Island when it burst into flames just after 3 a.m. Monday morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by...
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, number one call-in show in the United States of America. Nobody calls in on Fox News. And I keep getting emails going, Wayne, I don't get it. Fox News hosts always say, here's my email address, email me, and then nobody ever answers. I've been trying for 5 years and never gotten one answer. And yet I emailed you, and within 5 minutes you answered. Wherever I am, I've got my iPhone with me in the middle of a business meeting, in the middle of a restaurant, and I answer my fans. I try and answer everybody, even if it's just to say thank you. Thanks for checking in with me. Great stuff. Phone number, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to talk to you. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website, rootforamerica.com. All my commentaries, all my videos are there. My email, wayneroot@gmail.com. wayneroot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. War@newsmax.com is where you contact Newsmax. Let them know you love this show, and maybe we'll get more. I'd like to expand to 2 hours. War@newsmax.com. Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. And then again, back to the conspiracy theories. Asking questions about a controversial issue is a conspiracy theory. That's what liberals seem to think, but they're, of course, practicing Solinsky. That's all they do is conspiracy theories. Trump's taxes, Trump's bank documents, Trump's Russian collusion, Trump's racism. Everything's a conspiracy theory with liberals. So then when I ask great questions and mine are proven right, oh, I'm a bad guy. So I ask a lot about Jeffrey Epstein. FBI Crime Lab is now analyzing two broken cameras from outside Epstein's cell. They both malfunctioned the night that he died. What a surprise. What a coincidence. What a quinky-dink. The two cameras would have had a view into his jail cell on the night of August 10th when he was found hanging by his bedsheet in what has been ruled a suicide. And don't forget, I'm friends with Bernie Kerik, who was the big Rikers Island prison commissioner, as well as later the police commissioner of New York City. And Bernie and several other people who are experts have told me the bedsheets were made out of paper. How would you hang yourself? You can't hang yourself with paper. So it's a wild story. The cameras were sent to Quantico, Virginia, site of the FBI crime lab. Okay? Now here's other interesting testimony today, backing me up. I guess I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I guess I ask really good questions that his own lawyers would ask. His lawyers, Reed Weingarten and Martin Weinberg, told U.S. District Judge Richard Berman they doubted Epstein committed suicide and that the pedophile's injuries were far more consistent with assault than hanging. Folks, I'll bet this doesn't even make the evening news. I'll bet it doesn't make MSNBC. I'll bet it's never discussed on Chris Cuomo on CNN, because they're the conspiracy theorists who cover up every real conspiracy perpetrated by liberals and by big government and by the deep state and by the D.C. state, D.C. swamp. It's nothing but a cover-up 24 hours a day from the liberal media and lies. Oh, you don't know another great conspiracy theory I should bring up? Harry Reid, when he said Mitt Romney never paid his taxes. My U.S. Senator, Harry Reid, said Mitt Romney never paid his taxes. Someone told me. An anonymous source told me. And then it turned out Mitt paid all his taxes, but he lost the election. And that rumor never went away, and Harry Reid took credit for it after the election. They said, but you lied. You made it up. And he said, but he didn't win, did he, Mitt Romney? Obama was reelected. This is the Democrat Party. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sam Lannis, and the Lannis Tax Group. In my opinion, the best damn tax lawyer in America. He's handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS all over the USA. And the best evidence is personal testimony. I was attacked by Obama's IRS twice, and that's not a conspiracy theory, because it was a fact. Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch got all my records from the IRS, and they proved that I was targeted, intimidated, and persecuted for my conservative political views. Not exactly a conspiracy theory, a fact. And guess what? Sam Lannis beat him anyway. He beat the whole U.S. government. Now he could be your tax lawyer for $190 a month. He does this only for the viewers of my Newsmax TV show and the listeners to my USA radio show. In the whole world, it's the only place this ad appears. It's the only place he would honor this deal just for me. You start with a free consultation with a real tax attorney. Phone number 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, because you're an underdog. You take on the IRS without Sam Lannis, or go to the website, WeHelpYou.com. All right, let's grab some calls. Waiting patiently has been Mark from Hawaii. We don't get too many Hawaii calls. Hey, Mark, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing great. I hope you are, too.
I am. Couldn't be better. What's going on?
Well, I've been getting kind of fed up over this, law enforcement not cooperating with ICE. My question is, it's been proven that the federal government handles immigration. Why aren't they arresting the sheriff and the undersheriff of these places? And second of all, if this place is released, an illegal that was supposed to be deported, and that person kills somebody, why not accessory to murder?
I agree with you. Look, remember, they did arrest the judge. They indicted the judge. I don't know if they perp-walked her out of the court, but they indicted the judge in Massachusetts who told the criminal, the felon standing in front of her, run out the back door, ICE is waiting in the front. That was a crime. That's aiding and abetting a criminal, and she's going to lose her judgeship, and she's going to go to prison. Let's hope. I hope she goes to prison to teach her a lesson. I agree with you, Mark. You're on the money. I say it on this show all the time. Not only should they arrest the police officers, the police chiefs, the sheriffs, anyone who's involved with not handing someone over to ICE, they should be arresting the mayor of Oakland. They should be arresting the guy running for president of the United States, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, Pete Butthead, as I call him, because he is a butthead. He literally, listen to this, Mark. I don't know if you heard my show when I told this, when I announced this a week ago. He is the author, the creator of a telephone tree, which is an automated phone system that calls illegals in his town and lets them know ICE is on the way so they can avoid the raids. That is aiding and abetting criminals, including felons, who could murder ICE officers. You got to put Mayor Pete in prison. These people need to be indicted, and they should cut off all funding to sanctuary cities. But there's always a liberal judge standing in the way. So you got to hope it goes through the court for 2 years, and then it gets to the Supreme Court. Mr. Trump, just keep suing, man. Keep going after him. Keep bringing it to the next court. Get it to the Supreme Court. Let's win in the Supreme Court. And if Ruth Bader Ginsburg is forced to retire, we're up 6-3 in the Supreme Court, and we will win every case. So that's why liberals are freaking out over that image as well. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, very sick with pancreatic cancer. We wish her well. We pray for her. Hope you make a full recovery in retirement. But you can't be a Supreme Court justice while you're dying of lung cancer and pancreatic cancer at the same time and taking mind-altering chemotherapy drugs. Sorry, can't do it. Got to replace her. Let's hope. All right, Mark, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, buddy. Let's take Mary in Missouri, line two, and we'll take more calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Mary in Missouri. Are you there?
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Hey. Good. How are you? Good to have you on the line. What's on your mind?
Will this deal with President Trump saying Easter with Newsmax? Or not Newsmax.
Fox. He's not through with Newsmax. Let's hope he's jumping on Newsmax.
I'm being tired. Well, he's right about Fox News. I'm kind of done with them, too. But what I'm worried about is Sarah Sanders Huckabee being on there. She starts on the 16th. What's going to happen with all that?
I don't know. All I can tell you is there are some very good people still on Fox News. I'm friends with Judge Jeanine Pirro, great lady. I email back and forth occasionally with Laura Ingraham, very nice lady. I email back and forth occasionally with Tucker Carlson, very nice guy, who's on opposite my show here, and I'm saying nice things about him. I don't think he would do that for me on Fox. They'd probably fire him if he did that, but I do it. I think there are nice people still on Fox. Sean Hannity's done a great job for President Trump. He's one of Trump's biggest advisors. He's fabulous, Sean Hannity. But the rest of Fox is lacking, and there's some really bad people. Chris Wallace is very anti-Trump. Shep Smith, very anti-Trump. Brett Baer, very anti-Trump. But I know Brett. Brett's still a nice person, but he's very anti-Trump. And then even the good guys are forced to put guests on that always have to be fair and balanced. So while you're saying nice things about Trump, you have to put Democrats on who say terrible things about Trump. I don't know how anybody could watch that. I don't know anyone could watch some of their contributors, like Donna Brazile. I have no idea. Terrible, terrible person. The biggest fraud in the history of politics, who tried to steal a presidential election for Hillary on behalf of Hillary Clinton while she was running the DNC. How Fox can put these people on and think their audience should sit through this nonsense and this BS, this bullspit, I have no idea. But Fox is losing people, I'm telling you that. And the place to naturally go is Newsmax TV and the Wayne Allyn Show. That's the place to go. Because this is the home of anybody who loves Trump, celebrates Trump, wants to see someone fiercely defend Trump, and wants to watch a guy who really believes Trump is the best modern American president, one of the greatest presidents in the history of the United States, the best economic president ever, and the best president for the Jewish people in Israel in the history of the world. That's what I believe. That's my belief system. If you believe that, you found a home here. All right? So thank you for the call, Mary.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Thanks, Mary. Mary, thank you. Kim from Louisiana, line 3. Kim, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. I'm fine. How are you doing?
Very good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was calling. My dad told me to check you out. He was tired of Fox. He said you need to go listen to Wayne Allyn Root. He's the best. So shout out to Dad. Hi, Dad, from Lake Charles.
Thanks,
I'm
Dad.
I'm talking about the immigration situation. You know, you had that caller on a few minutes ago that was talking about these sanctuary cities.
Yes.
My problem is, you know, they released them back into their sanctuary city, but they can't guarantee that they're going to stay in that city. Therefore,
hey, Kim,
they could come to my city.
Kim, give me a second. We're going to an ad break, and I don't want you to get interrupted by the music and by the ad break. When we get back, you're first up. I'm going to let you start fresh when we get back, and you'll be the first person I talk to when we get back. Kim from Louisiana. And by the way, Kim, what's your dad's name? What's your dad's first name? I guess Kim doesn't hear me. We'll take her when we get back. I want to say hi to her dad. Shout out from Wayne Allyn Root. Thanks for recommending my show. War Now. The Wayne Allyn Root Show, raw and unfiltered on Newsmax TV and USA Radio. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
The Catalyst
Evangelist.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr., just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Remember, CNN said I'm a conspiracy theorist. Well, they've spent 2.5 years wasting every inch of TV space on a conspiracy theory about Russian collusion that never happened and never was ever involving President Trump. But separate from that, they've ignored all the real conspiracies that really were happening. There's a ton of conspiracies that were happening. They were all an attempt by liberals to throw President Trump out of office after he won, and before that, to keep him from winning in the first place. They spied on him. They used fake FISA warrants. They went after all of his aides. They listened in on everything everybody was saying. The FISA warrant is the biggest joke in the history of America. This is the dirtiest game ever played in the history of United States politics, and CNN has completely missed it. Talk about conspiracy theorists. That's a conspiracy. That's a real one. The media conspired to kick Trump out and ignored a real conspiracy. They also ignored collusion by Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. Massive conspiracy to silence conservatives and Republicans and Trumpers in favor of Democrats. You can't even advertise anymore on Facebook if you're a conservative. What a massive conspiracy. And they won't cover that because they're part of the conspiracy. So I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I just tell the truth. And I ask great questions. And I make great observations. They're a complete idiots. I love my fans. One of my fans, John from Astoria, Queens. He says, President Root, 2025 to 2033. We'll see about that. But he says, don't forget, when Obama and Biden ruined our economy, it wasn't by mistake. They did it on purpose. There's another conspiracy the liberals missed. That Obama's goal wasn't helping the American economy. Obama's goal was helping people on welfare and screwing over everybody who makes money. Obama's goal was hurting anyone who owned a business, anyone who's a capitalist, anyone who's a capitalist hero, anyone who creates jobs was screwed over by Barack Obama on purpose. His goal was to hurt the American economy and hurt all the capitalists and the income producers and the job producers and help all the lazy bums on welfare. That's his audience. That's his crowd. That's all he cared about. And if you dare disagree with him, he'd sick the IRS on you. One of the biggest conspiracies in the history of America, because I lived it. You notice they never mention that? All the hundreds of articles in America and around the world that said Wayne Root and President Trump and conspiracy theory. They mentioned like four things I've said in 3.5 years out of thousands and thousands of hours on TV. They tried to dig up four things to hurt me with, but they never mentioned the IRS scandal that Wayne Root says Obama used the IRS to destroy him, and he has proof because Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch sued the IRS and got all Wayne's records from the IRS, and they prove I was targeted, intimidated, and persecuted for my conservative political beliefs. They don't bring that up. You know why? Because they know it would get them in trouble. And then the worst conspiracy of all is they don't allow me on the air to answer their charges, to debate them, because they know I would destroy Chris Cuomo, destroy Rachel Maddow, destroy Morning Joe, the idiot, and his girlfriend, Brinka Brzezinski, whatever the hell her name is. Idiot. If she'd have blonde hair and pretty, she'd never be on TV. She's an idiot. I would destroy her. They know I would destroy Don Lemon, another idiot, Don Lemon. He's the dumbest conspiracy theorist that ever lived, because every single thing he says turns out to be wrong or untrue. Phew. Crazy. And they won't allow me on any of their shows because they're scared to death. I'll debate them, and what I say will make such sense to the American people. They'll laugh at Chris Cuomo. They'll laugh at Micah Brzezinski. Isn't that her name? Micah. They'll laugh at Micah and Morning Joe. Joe Scarborough. They'll laugh at Don Lemon. They'll laugh at Chris Cuomo. Fredo. What a joke. They won't have me on because they're shaking in their boots. By the way, this segment of the show, last segment of the show, sponsored by Joe Williams and Vacation Restoration. He does hair restoration in Las Vegas. People fly in from all over the United States and all over the world to have their balding head turned into a beautiful crown of hair. And he is an artiste. He's been doing it for, I don't know how many years, but I've known him for 18 years. He's probably been doing it for about 40 years. I've known him for 18 years, and I've seen all the before and after photos, and he is the best in the world at what he does. That's my opinion. The best hair restoration surgeon in the world. One of only 200 doctors in the world who's a diplomate of the American Board of Hair Restoration Surgery, and now you can get a free vacation in Vegas out of it, even if you don't live here. He'll give you a free vacation. Prices, inexpensive, reasonable, affordable, financing provided. He's the greatest. Give him a call. Free consultation. Nothing to lose. 888-357-0888. 888-357-0888. VacationRestoration.com. Let's grab Catherine in North Carolina. She's been waiting the longest. Hey, Catherine, we're running out of time. Be quick. Go.
Yes, Julian Castro, I did a lot of extensive search on him because he was always talking about racism, Donald Trump. He is a Latino supremacist with the group La Raza Unida, and the radical communism movement is to kill all white people. He's in the group with Carlos Colego, and so he's a Latino supremacist.
We're running, Catherine. The music's off. But who are you talking about now? Somebody's been criticizing President Trump? Which person are you talking about?
Julian Castro.
Okay, got it. Okay, the guy was running for president, Castro, for the Democratic Party. All right, they're all members of La Raza and all these different groups that want open borders and want to flood America with foreigners, who want welfare and food stamps and 1,000 other government free programs and free handouts from the moment they get here. And how can they get that money? They got to steal it from you, or they got to ring up the debt and steal it from future generations. This is what America's about today. The Democratic Party wants to steal from you and give to the lazy bums and foreigners who come into this country illegally. Amazing. See you tomorrow.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website, Angioprim.com.